you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Juice cleanse, tampon, fork, unicycle.
Three, one, 31.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't want to, I know that was complex to squish the numbers together.
I wasn't sure if you were going to count down three, two, one, let's go.
And then 31.
I was just sitting waiting, like, you skipped two. That's what I was thinking.
What'd you do? How'd you do this to us? Episode 31 of Can You Don't? You're Brian Albrand.
Hey, Joe, what would you do if I just talk like this the whole time?
Call you Trev.
Do you ever hear people just talking and like in their throat, and you want to murder them?
I'll punch them in the throat.
And when it's not like, cause some people talk like this, then they're gonna go like that. But the people that just there, I was at a store, and the guy was talking to me. He was like, give me advice. He's like, yeah, so you like want to go down to the? And I was like, clear your throat, dude.
Push the frog out. There's a frog in there.
Anyway,
he's a magician. Yeah. Just like throws up a frog. Gotcha.
Yeah,
you're ta-da. On. The Carbonara Factor.
Alakazam, Alaka Ribbit.
Alaka Rare.
Yeah, I'm Brian, you're Joe.
Yeah, and we're having a good time.
That's right.
Having a good time.
So we're 31. Is this episode 31?
Episode 31. I'm wearing a ski jacket, which I find very funny, considering I wish I was naked in the summer, and now I'm wearing a ski jacket in my basement.
Well, it's cold in here.
In winter, I know. Sign up for Patreon if you haven't. Lots of additional content in there, of course, on the back end of every episode that we record. We do more stuff, and you can hear all of that if you're a part of the gaggle.
Detrás de episodio. Been learning Spanish again.
Yeah, you are. We'll talk about that in a second. Oh. See?
Yeah.
See, what? Yep. Uh-huh. Just like the most un-Spanish thing. Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you betcha.
Si, senor.
Sign up at patreon.com/canyoudontpodcast. We are doing a hybrid show today. Doing a little dick. You're used to that.
Yep.
And then some confessions tossed in. So we're just kind of...
It's like Mighty Mouse.
Yes. Let us know what you think about this little hybrid approach, but man, we got some good ones. There's probably the craziest confession that we've received so far. It's insane in all the best ways. And I've been hiding it from you.
Oh, you've been holding out? Mm-hmm. Did you put it in a secret folder?
Yes. As soon as it came in, I was like, nope. And I did not want you to see it.
I'm excited.
I happened to be in the emails, which is, hey guys, at canyoudontpodcast.com, when it came in. So I took it and hit it immediately.
You were just sitting and staring at your screen, waiting for an email, and it popped in. You're like,
oh God, what this is too good. Hide it from Brian with a Y. We did get another rotten sled definition coming in. I don't think you've read this one either. Ready?
Yeah.
Because it's great. Our daughter, Cher, or I'm going with Cher, right?
Char? It's got to be like Charlotte, but she goes by Char. Right,
okay. Hey, guys. I can't stop thinking about the rotten sled definition, so I thought I would give you mine. Exclamation point. One time when I was much younger, a younger gosling or goosling in my 20s, I had a mishap with a tampon. Oh, boy. It was a light flow tampon, so it was one of the small ones. I had put it in, and apparently I was over my cycle, so I'd completely forgotten about it. This is ready. About a week later, my boyfriend and I were having sex, and a terrible rotten smell was emanating from my vag. It literally smells like someone crawled up there and died. I was super embarrassed, but I knew I had to get to the bottom of it. Later that night in the shower, I decided to fish around in there to see if I could find anything. And lo and behold, I found a string. And when I pulled it out, voila! Rotten sled. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I gagged so hard on the putrid cotton.
Oh, dude, I'm going to vomit.
Don't worry about it. It literally looked like a piece of rotting flesh from the bottom. It still had a little bit of white, like a sled covered in snow. She just types out, ha 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 ha. Nasty, I know, but fuck it. You get it. Hope this made you laugh. Your ugly duckling. Shar.
I mean, you're reading that, and that I actually kind of had like a little bit of a gag. My throat was kind of like, you know, like
frog in there.
Yeah. Yeah. About ribbited up a
tampon.
Whatever. What did I have for lunch? Salad. I had a salad.
Yeah, me too. My Southwestern. How about you?
It was a Nashville Hot.
I don't even know. That sounds like a guitar or a porn club.
Well, first of all, it's a chicken sandwich usually.
Oh.
That's what I get, Nashville Hot chicken sandwich.
From where?
Wherever.
Oh.
Nashville.
I've never heard of this delicacy.
What?
I've never had a Nashville hot sandwich.
You're missing out.
I bet I am. It does sound like something that could be on Urban Dictionary, speaking of rotten sled. You could get a rotten sled at Nashville Hot.
Yeah, like,
that
would be go.
A place you could go.
That's so funny because, I mean, it'd be weird. Just having the idea that you have something that things could just get stuck in there is weird. And so when she says she's fishing around, like the way that I think, I'd be so paranoid. I'd be like, what's going on? But just how she's just like, what do we got here?
We got here today.
It's like when I'm reaching in my pocket and there's like a wrapper and like 10 cents.
Yeah.
That's what she's doing. She's like rummaging around in her
purse?
Vagina.
her little.
She's like trying to get the bottom of her, like, where's my chapstick?
What you got through her purse? Yeah, like remember back in the days at the baseball card shop, you had the grab bag box?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what she's doing when she pulled out a fleshy tampon.
God. Well, I'm glad she got to the bottom of it.
We don't have to talk about it. And I will say, dudes, it's not like a dick and balls is just this instrument that is like, this will never smell.
Mm-hmm.
But have you ever come across a very stinky vagina in your journeys?
No.
And I mean, women just replace fucking dick and balls. Yeah. They don't smell great all the time.
Maybe if the guy's wiener and balls were just in a stinky vag.
That's the only way.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, perfectly clean, no smell.
Could you imagine if you were a woman? I'm sure this has happened, but like you're having sex with a guy and then he pulls out and he wants to go ass to mouth and you're like,
ass to mouth?
Or sorry, not ass, like vagina.
I mean.
Well, whatever.
Same hole. Yeah.
Same hole. Same deal. But like the idea, so you're like, you're getting ready to blow him. You're like, oh my God. You're like, is that what it smells like? Like, no wonder he doesn't want to go down on me.
No wonder he said, no, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, how about tomorrow? Anyway,
after you
get bleach. Rid of this. Yeah. Coming across some stinky privates, man.
Stinky private?
Like private!
I just picture like a major.
His last name's Stinky?
What's your major malfunction? A tampon?
His name's fucking Jimmy Stinky? Private Stinky! Yes, sir! Sir, no, sir! anyway.
That's fun.
I'm sure that's happened. Yeah, you come across one of those, man, it just ruins the mood. It's just so.
Yeah.
It's hard to move on.
Could you imagine like, throwing up during.
I've gagged.
You're trying to.
I've gagged.
Okay. I think I don't. This doesn't happen honestly. This doesn't happen much, but I think we need to move on.
Oh.
Like it's. The idea is it's actually kind of it's making cool. me kind of ill.
Good. Well, I'm glad that I was able to get you there today.
Yeah.
Can you smell it?
It's not even. Now it's not even funny. It's just like I feel no, like.
It's sad.
I feel like I'm going to throw up.
All right, cool. Let's just start the show.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, shut up. Start the show already.
I was just about ready to explain to something, Joe, that...
Oh, what?
Wait. I was just about to explain something to Joe that kind of makes me gag also.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, wait, can we talk about this on the show? It's like, don't waste it.
Don't waste
Speaking of don't waste it,
yeah.
What I was going to say was when you're watching porn or something, and the guy like blows his load in the chick's mouth.
Yeah.
And then it's like the cum swap where she like and puts it in another girl's mouth.
Oh.
Like that just... Like the idea of that makes... I don't know. It's one thing like when... When
it's one thing when it's my cum.
When a chick blows you like and like spits it in the sink or swallows it, whatever, you like gets it over
the sink
or something.
What, you know, porn like, are you watching?
No, that's not.
Just always just conveniently by a sink at all times.
Well, that's because the plumber's there fixing. he's snaking the toilet
in the garbage disposal, mm-hmm. and she runs it properly.
Runs it.
But of course, she uses water when she runs it. She's not a fucking monster. She's not trying to ruin the blades. If anything, it's lubricating.
It's thick.
Yeah, it's like pudding.
You don't want to bind the. Do they use bearings?
Yeah, bearings and blades. Yeah, swingy swings.
Yeah, so you don't want to get the bearings all.
So you're fine with the beans fit anywhere else but someone else's mouth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if seeing it, it's just yeah. So the picture that I'm painting here is like when the dude like blows his load, or yeah. like he you know he pulls out and she's like, and then another chick comes over and like.
Hey.
Comes out and puts her tongue out, and the other chick just swaps it.
Yeah. Hey, do you mind?
Hey, can I get into that? Puff, puff, pass.
Puff, puff, pass, you greedy bitch.
I don't know. Just that, the whole idea of someone, like, a jizz in someone's mouth anyway grosses me out. Mm. But then just openly, like, swapping that into somebody else's mouth, just, like, it makes me...
Not a fan.
I just, like, if I'm watching a porn and that happens, I'm like, nope, sorry.
Next. Boo.
Yeah.
Downvote. You're one of the downvoters?
Downvote.
Boo.
Yeah.
It says in the title, it says cum swap. I thought they were kidding. I thought they were going to cut out.
No, see, that's usually what happens is they don't do that, and then it catches you off guard. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. Let's get into our question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Would you rather have a stranger watch you have sex just once? That's it. Or have a stranger watch you eat a full holiday meal by yourself.
Like Thanksgiving or something. Just staring at you in the corner.
I don't know why. Oh, I almost snot rocketed over here. I don't know why that's so funny to have the word holiday in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just extra sad and lonely. And some dude's just like, you got it.
You're sitting at your table by yourself, and some dude just like,
yeah.
Come on, you're still a little bit of turkey.
Hurry up.
Just mix it in with the mashed potatoes.
I got places to be. Go. Come on.
He can't leave until you're done eating.
He's like, finish your plate.
It's kind of what we do to our kids.
Mm-hmm. A little bit, yeah.
It's exactly, actually, when I think about it, it's exactly what it is.
Eat the broccoli. We're not getting up to eat the goddamn broccoli.
Dude, every morning my kids sit there eating breakfast, and I sit on the couch, and I go, take a bite.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll look over and I'm like, take a bite. He's like, I did. I'm like, no, you didn't. He was like, starts chewing. He was holding it inside of his mouth.
Oh man.
Anyway. Yeah, that's really awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so would the sex though.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind the sex.
What?
I wouldn't mind someone watching me have sex.
You'd rather they do that than watch you eat
a holiday meal? I don't know. Can we just talk this out?
Okay. Sorry.
Don't well, you take me fucking against the wall. Wait, that sounded weird.
I'm painting you with a very
yeah, I know.
Specific brush.
I hear you. Let's talk it out. Let's feel this out.
All right.
But thinking about the sex thing does not weird me out at all. I don't have like a voyeur kink, really.
Turn you off? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it doesn't really. If I knew them, probably more of a turn off. Like if it was like my brother.
Your mom.
My mom. Yeah, are you? Actually, I'd be fine with you watching.
Well, God's watching you all the time.
Yeah, well, that doesn't stop me
Santa.
From a lot of shit.
Just
so.
Santa and God sitting.
Like
sitting
they're bros?
Like, yeah,
they're best
they're
friends?
Sitting on a couch.
The only two all-seeing eyes?
They're like, they're eating snacks and just watching you plow.
Just fuck trail mix?
Trails mix.
What am I doing?
Happy trails.
Happy trails, apostrophe S. Trails mix. Okay. Yeah, and then a stranger watching you eat a full holiday meal by yourself. It really does depend on the stranger, too. It really
what
does.
What if it was somebody that was like a homeless guy? He's really hungry.
And let me just clarify. If it says, that, would you rather have a stranger watch you have sex? So again, like it had, so it's someone I don't know, and I did not pay attention to that the first time around.
Depends on who the stranger is. If it's a really sexy
stranger
person, it's just like, yeah, and she's like judging you like, oh, that's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's like a homeless guy who's just happy to be in the house and warm.
He's like, for once, doesn't have to be in a box.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, dude, whatever.
He's rubbing one out.
Please, for the love of God, take your time. Because
the longer you take,
he's endlessly trying to ruin it.
Yeah.
Just so he could be in the warm house.
For me,
longer.
He'd be like, "Oh, dude, like I just was. My That's fingers it? Were just getting warm.
Right, right. My fingers. You son of a bitch.
Like I have to leave already.
Do it again. But I was thinking about other weird things that having a stranger watch you do, just in like typical, like obviously privacy things. Are weird, like masturbating. Mm. Would you rather, let's just take a little side quest here. When it comes down to the first part of this question, would you rather a stranger watch you have sex just once, or would you rather a stranger just watch you jerk off?
Sex. Yeah. Because jerking off is such an intimate.
If I'm doing this, you're doing it too.
Yeah. There's just something, like masturbation is, it's one of those things that's just, it's your most... All the other than like taking a shit, it's like your most vulnerable state, right?
Yeah,
because at least with sex, like you're, it's an interaction with another person.
You're kind of doing what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, yeah. Masturbating, you're just sitting there. But imagine
you're
like
cheating the system. That's what you're doing with masturbation.
Yeah, but like you know, you're just doing things you don't. It's things that you don't let other people see. And then anytime you do something that you try to hide from people,
yeah,
it's such a personal thing.
Personal endeavor.
Yeah. Like a holiday meal isn't like that because
it's still weird.
You're kind of rooting them on. Like imagine the guy rooting you on while you're masturbating.
It's like you can do it.
You got it, dude.
One more serving, right?
Yeah.
You don't know what stranger you're going to get. And that's scary. Okay. So back to what I was saying. So a stranger watching you do like privacy things, yes. But what about like, I don't know, like changing your oil? Like just things you, and as a man, you're like, I should know how to do this.
Can he say anything or is he just watching, kind of like judging you?
It's basically like a dad is who, like you're trying to show him that you have made it far enough to change your own oil. And your dad's like, look at you, you fucking idiot. Still as dumb as always, huh, Bry?
Well, I can give you an example,
yeah,
of that.
Mm-hmm.
So we went up snowboarding last weekend, yeah, and it was my first time.
I like
and
that.
There's people telling me like advice, this, and this. But then when someone is like standing there with you and you kind of know them, and they're like, do this, and this, and then when you get up to go do it, I mean, you can't help but feel like they're breathing down your neck.
They're in
right?
your ear.
Yeah. And they're watching everything
Toe
you do side. Because they want to give you advice.
Toe side.
Like if I'm fine,
mm-hmm,
if I just go by myself, like I do much better than if, because that's what it's that feeling of someone just watching you.
It's so, like someone critiquing your golf swing.
Yeah.
Keep your weight balanced a little farther back.
Imagine
keep your
having hands in sex close, now. Like, and the guy's like in the corner going,
a sex coach?
Come on, now give her the swirl.
Give her more dick. I can't. Yeah.
She needs more. Can't you see she needs more?
Can't you see she needs more dick? I know that. I know.
Do you need help?
I don't know why she's still here. And he's got his giant dick out.
Yeah.
He's like, do you need help? And he's mad. It's this fucking dick up to his chin. Would you like my assistance? No. Please leave.
I got some extra dick over here if you need it.
I'll borrow a couple inches. Here you go.
Just slice off it.
Slice off a little saw blade, a little jigsaw. Mm. Here you go. Put this in the middle. What?
No, okay. It's like, add it to the tip.
Add it to the tip. Okay, fine.
Yeah. It's an extender. It's a dick extender.
You know what it is? It's the stacked mushrooms in Mario.
When they get
all stacked up.
Uh-huh.
And that's what you're doing there. Yeah.
We're getting off track here, aren't we?
We are. But yes, I mean, but I hear you. I feel you. I get what you're saying.
What about this, Joe?
Yeah.
Like what if, like just imagine just reading a book. So you're sitting on the couch or whatever and you are laying in bed and you're reading a book and you look over and the person's just staring at you. Because there's nobody's talking.
Mm-hmm.
So dead silent, but these eyes just
watching
peering
you read.
Through you.
Mm. You're like, and you know that your brain's going wild. He's like, God, he knows I can't read.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he, yeah.
Who am I kidding?
Well, the thing is like, you want to get caught up in the story because for reading for me it's never been fun because I'm always thinking of something else. Mm-hmm. So I could never get engorged in a story.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're just half-assed in a story because you feel like someone's watching you,
mm-hmm,
that would just suck because you can't get in the story and you want the person to leave.
If you add in any sort of disappointing sigh to either one of these situations, I don't care what stranger it is,
yeah,
where they're always like, shut up!
Like
anything, like you're eating food and the guy's like, you're like, what am I doing?
Is this what is that? It's the gladiator.
Mm. Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?
Yeah, but at folding laundry, you're like doo doo doo, and you look over, and someone goes, man,
that's what my wife does.
Learning nothing.
She's like,
good
don't.
For nothing.
I'll be folding laundry. I'm trying to help out around the house. And she's like, she's making noise. Like, oh, do you want to do this? No, you got it.
I'll fix it later.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll fix it.
Or we could just
swap jobs.
Yeah, we could just, I'll just play video games and you do this.
Yeah.
You could watch me play video games.
Yeah, while you do this the correct way.
Yeah.
I'll carry it down.
Stare at me while I'm playing video games while you're folding laundry.
Kids are pretty good at making that shit weird, like just staring at you.
Oh yeah,
when you're just like, why are you looking at me? Mm-hmm. What are you, can you,
especially when you're
that?
Pooping.
Mm-hmm. Hi, are you busy? Kinda.
Yeah.
Can you put batteries in my truck? Yeah, I guess. Can you wait 3 fucking minutes?
Can I get this giant turd out of my ass that I've been trying to get out all week?
Help you with the batteries as soon as possible, bud. Please get the fuck out of the bathroom.
And they're just getting pissed because you're not doing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
What about figuring out a math problem?
Need worse. Yeah. Gets worse. Like a
that really having to think.
Or a sciencey thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you really put things, you're doing some critical thinking and someone just stares at you.
Because you're doing the whole thing where you're like staring off, like, trying to figure it out. You're,
carry the one.
And you look over and these eyes are just staring at you.
Waiting for you to have all the answers.
kind of like your kids again.
Yeah, exactly. Bringing it back. And you brought up before the show about just how weird drawing a picture of somebody is.
Yeah.
Which is, I had never thought about the being the subject mm-hmm. of a picture. I mean, I guess I've thought about it, but not to the extent of what's going through your head.
Well, there's a couple different things.
Am I still enough?
Because, yeah, because you're
good?
Cause now you're like, you feel like the person drawing you, like you should be judging them based on their work,
mm-hmm.
but they're actually staring at you. So you're like, am I modeling good enough?
Right.
And then you can't say anything because they're going to yell at me.
Mm-hmm.
Is this going to be good? Am I a good model to them?
Mm-hmm.
So now you're all anxious while the other person is embarrassed because they're like, are they going to like my drawing? It's just a really weird.
Yeah. I've never been.
I never thought of it until today.
Yeah. I've never been in that situation before, but I do have a weird memory of being young and my stepmom, who was an artist, like had sketches of naked people. And that was like, I asked about the naked people in the book. And she goes, oh, yeah, I know you have a go to an art class. And then, like, somebody stands in the middle of the room and everyone draws a naked person.
Mm-hmm. I remember Beavis and Butthead did that.
How weird is that entire situation?
Yeah.
And I guess maybe it shouldn't be as weird as society has made it, but it's still pretty weird. You're like, hey, here's this dude or woman. There's going to be naked over here. Draw them. There's no other way to do this besides have a person stand there and be naked.
And how, like, if it's an attractive woman, how are you? I mean, how are you not?
Because like you're an artist, up. Okay?
No.
You know how to compartmentalize. Now is art time, not play time, Bri.
I don't know.
This is business. This is strictly, those boobs are business.
could you start playing with yourself a little bit? I just want to get like, I want it to be
it's gonna
real.
It's going
to
be on your off hand though. Not your drawing hands.
No, not the person drawing.
Oh, sorry.
The model.
I thought you were asking like
me.
Like,
I don't want you to sit still. I want you to fiddle with yourself.
It's like you're asking me personally. Like, can you play with yourself a little bit while you draw? Like,
right now, while you do the show, can you play with yourself?
I guess.
I don't think there's enough room on this table.
I got these gloves and I don't know. It's going to be a challenge. Thing. Okay, so going back to the food, going back to the question, sex just once or eat a full holiday meal by yourself in front of a stranger?
Well, hold on.
No.
What about you, like, hold on.
I'm trying to not jerk off in front of you. Like, I'm just trying to skate on by it. What do you think, buddy?
Imagine imagine getting horrible news.
Okay.
Like your phone rings
mm-hmm.
and you just get this call and then there's someone just in the corner. You're like over there crying like, what? How did it happen? And blah, blah. And you look, there's a person just staring at you.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're getting the worst call of your life.
Never mind. It's not going to be good memories. Can I do it anyway?
Yeah.
I was kind of that person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was dying.
Yeah.
And then you got the call that your dad was dying.
Yeah.
Or dead. And I was just like looking at, because I knew you were upset. But I went hooked up to all the machines just looking at Bri Guy. Like, oh no. Like, what just happened? And you're like, I got to take this. And I'm like, oh shit. Like, I had no idea what happened. So I did kind of just stare at you. Well, I was in a hospital bed, like, what's happening to Brian right now?
Not just you.
Oh, yeah.
It was like the nurses with you, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked back in the room like, I think my dad may have just died.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were looking at me like, what? And then the two nurses that were working on you look over. So I've got three people staring at me.
What a shit. I completely forgot about how weird that whole situation
was. The whole thing
was
crazy.
Because
we took you to the ER.
Yes. You took me to the ER. I Ubered home.
Yeah.
With a guy.
Sorry, I couldn't hang around.
You're like, hey, man, go. I was like, you got it, dude. So I hop out and just Uber my ass back home.
Imagine, I just imagine like the black van showing up to the hospital for you.
Waiting. I was like, no, I'm good. Look at me. I'm walking.
It's like the Grim Reaper. Every time you see a black
he
van.
He slams the door. He's pissed. God damn it.
How much gas I wasted to get here?
Get over here. Thinking I had some business. Fuck. But when I don't think I ever shared this with you. When I was walking out, the people that were like, because they make you go out in a wheelchair, I guess, if you have heart stuff. So mm-hmm. I was out in a wheelchair. And like, oh, they're like, okay, we have someone picking you up, right? Like a duh. Yeah, of course I do. I got family and friends. I think it's getting an Uber.
This was fresh, too. Still after.
I know.
It was. You have family to pick you up, right?
I'm like, well, I would have.
Technically,
they're busy. I'll just get an Uber. I don't want to trouble them.
This was very spur of the moment. Everyone's busy.
It's the middle of the day. It's the middle of the goddamn day.
How'd you get here? Oh, well, actually, the guy that brought me also had an emergency, so he had to go.
Can you give me a ride home? Just ask the nurse for a ride home.
I actually live not too far from here. You just push me?
Just push me, yeah. Just let me borrow this wheelchair. I'll bring it back in a week.
Well, we can't have you do that because you might have a heart attack on the way home.
Fair. Okay. Roll me back in. Okay, so let's wrap up this. Let's wrap up this question. Would you rather stranger watch you have sex or a stranger watch you eat a full holiday meal?
Really quick.
For the experience, I want to go with just sex. I don't care.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with it just because.
Really quick.
Yeah.
And then we'll get back on track here.
You betcha.
Imagine getting the bad news and mm-hmm. the person watching you verbally orgasms.
Right.
Based on one of our our other conversations.
If I'm just laying in that bed.
Yeah.
He looks upset. And just, everyone's so confused. Sorry, it's a whole thing.
Not only is it someone you don't know listening to you get bad news, but then he is turned on by it.
Oh my God, he's so sad.
Can you get sadder?
Can you get sadder? Can you go punch him?
This is a pretty sad situation as it is. Some dude's watching me right. or eat my meal, you uh-huh. know? Uh-huh. All right, anyway. I'm going to go with the eating.
Holiday meal.
Yeah, just because spend sex is still so
yeah.
intimate. Unless we're going with the homeless guy. Who just wants to be warm. Now I'm helping somebody out.
Yeah, now it's a philanthropy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now it's a whole mission.
Philanthropy sounds like a sexual thing, too.
Yeah, an endeavor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's move on.
Okay.
Fucking, we're killing it.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, babe?
What are you thinking about?
Nothing. Actually, you know what? I'm thinking about a lot of shit.
What are you thinking about?
Hey, Brian, I hope you don't mind. I didn't have time to do my hair today. Have you noticed?
I never do my hair, so I don't care.
Oh, okay, cool.
It looks the same, doesn't it?
I don't know.
It's not a little less fluffy in the front?
Yeah, a little less.
It's thin, though. It's thinning out in the front.
Okay, thanks, bro. So this is going back to an experience I had about, I want to say 2 months ago.
Okay.
And we're going back to a cashier situation, which if you have followed me over from another podcast... You know that I have, am I fucking bothering you? That was from a Pita Pit experience.
Oh, I thought you were talking to your sound bed.
Oh, no. That's just killer.
Oh.
That's just shred fest over there. No, but there's a local chain restaurant for I think the Pacific Northwest. I don't know for sure, called Sweeto Burrito.
It's good.
It's great. It's like a fusion gourmet burrito place where... You'll get a burrito, but like one will have hash browns, tater tots, steak, queso, like just things, you know. Just
stop.
Loading that thing up.
Do we have one in Coeur d'Alene?
Yep.
Getting one on the way out.
Sure do. So I take the kids to Sweeto Burrito. They love it. We have fun. Always a great experience. I just want to lead with this. Love myself a Sweeto Burrito.
Mm.
So we go into Sweeto Burrito. And
if you're currently not sponsored, if Sweeto Burrito's listening though.
Oh, well, after they hear this story, they might not might not sponsor us. And it wasn't really okay. So Pepper, we got in there. I know what Pepper wants, and Pepper's a preteen, so she wants nothing to do with her family. So she goes and sits in the corner.
Yeah. With her headphones on.
Yeah, she's picking out the table. Ezra follows me up to the cashier so we can order all of our food.
He just wants to look at all the electronics and the
He's pushing shit and you know, he just wants to make sure the things beep correctly and things like that. So he's listening to Dad do the order for everybody. And I go through it. I get myself my burrito meal. I get Ezra.
Carnivore?
No, I usually go with the white chick or the sweet burrito.
Ooh.
Yeah.
My wife gets the white chick.
It's really good.
She's so brown, though, so it's kind of weird, but...
So it's a borderline racist?
Yeah.
And then Pepper got, I don't know, I think it's just a quesadilla.
Again. She's like, yeah.
She's like, I don't care.
I'm turning to TikTok.
I don't care. So she's like, which I am proud. She's like listening to emo music that I grew up on. So, I mean, be as sad
as you
want.
Was she Taking Back Sunday?
No, she's My Chemical Romance.
Oh.
Yeah. My Chemical Romance and Story of the Year.
Mm.
The Used. Mm. Finch.
Mm.
Yeah, like some good emo stuff. So anyway, ordering stuff at Sweet Burrito. And we get done with the order. And I have my card out. And I'm just looking down at the card reader. And Ezra's off to my left, so he's in my periphery. I can see him off the side of the counter. And I'm just standing there, and I'm looking down. And then I, like, after, like, 10 seconds go by, I just glance back up, and the guy's just still looking down at the screen, like, kind of pushing stuff. And I'm like, all right. And then...
He's just randomly pushing buttons.
I don't know what he's doing. I can't see.
Beep.
So I stand there, and I got my card out. And I'm looking at the card reader, just waiting for the next step, because I'm all done.
Because you have to... Does it say wait for cashier?
Yeah. It doesn't say... It just has, like, the default logo for a card reader.
Okay.
Whatever the comp... Verifone, or whatever the fucking...
Verifone.
Yeah. Verifone. We're not 80s. And, and I can see as... And we're... so much time has passed... I don't, 30 seconds at least, which is a lot when you're just standing next to somebody, right? And Ezra.
It's sex, that's a whole sex thing for me.
And Ezra's brain, I mean, he's all over the place, so he can entertain himself forever. And he has found, he has noticed the amount of time that we're standing there to be a little suspicious.
So he's someone with autism who doesn't pick up on.
Yeah. So he just like peeks up at me. He just looks at me, and I look at him, and I give him a little smile. And he just like smiles back at me, then looks back down at the counter. And maybe another 15 to 20 seconds go by. So we're damn near a minute of me just standing there with my card out and the guy behind the counter not saying shit. And my Ezra's smiling. I'm laughing a little bit. And then the guy behind the counter, I will never forget this. He looks up and he goes, you waiting for someone else? And I just go, no, just waiting to pay. And he goes, oh, okay. This story's not over yet.
Fucking Trevor, come on, man.
It keeps going. It keeps going. But after that happened, and he goes, you waiting for someone else? It just went back into silence again after I went, no, just waiting to pay. And then Esther's doing the same side eye. Like, what is happening? And maybe another 20 seconds go by, and he goes, how are you going to pay? I have my fucking card
ready to slide in the machine.
My hand. I've had it for 4 minutes now. No, a minute and a half looking at the thing I'm using to pay. Like, I'm waiting. Like, there's nothing, there's no other instrument for payment over here by me. The only option is for me to stick my card in this glowing box. And you just got to push the buttons. And he goes, how are you going to pay? And I was like, just with the card reader right here. And Esther's going, like, he's like laughing. Oh, and I feel bad. I don't know what this guy's going through. I don't know his mental state. I don't know
how high he is.
Yeah. And then after I say that, he goes, oh, okay. And he just goes, and pushes like 40 buttons, thing lights up, and transaction is done. And I walk back. And then Ezra's like, as I'm walking back with our cups to film up, Ezra goes, what was that all about? Well, he's like, what just happened? I was like, I don't know. Wait till we get back to the table. We can tell Pepper. I will always remember that for the rest of my life. And so will Ezra, because every time we go anywhere, I've felt it over the last couple months. You walk up to a cashier to pay, there's always a little side eye.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, is this the time?
Is this the time it's going to happen again?
Just a minute. You waiting for someone else? What? What are you talking about? Am I waiting for someone else? Like, who does that? In what situation? I was sitting down and trying to rack my brain around a situation where that would make sense as a question to ask.
Only if you were standing back.
Or if I kept looking back.
Yeah.
Like, and like looking at my phone and kind of give an indication that I'm waiting for another. I'm trying to fit something else in. That was about it.
The only time that happens though is when you're
or
like,
if I looked at them and said, hey, I'm waiting for someone else.
Well, if you're waiting back a little bit and they're like, hey, can I can help you right here. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm waiting for somebody else.
Mm-hmm. That's my line.
Yeah.
Not his. That's not your line. You can't, you took my line.
Yeah, line.
Line.
He took the wrong one.
Line. Line. He stole it. Man, it's hard to snap in.
Yeah, it is.
Fingerless gloves.
Yeah. You know what would have been funny is if he actually did mouth a when you did that.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if you're like, all I need is to do is, okay. And then doesn't push anything.
He opens his mouth and he's like, points to it. And you're like, what? Is this a new? I mean, I'll try it.
Isn't, that's ATM, right?
Yeah, ass to mouth. You get it. PDM, pocket to mouth.
Mm.
CDM, card to mouth. But I guess I had to share that story.
That's
Ezra,
so funny.
I wish Ezra was here. He's in school right now. But he would love to come down here and explain it because he has told his teachers about it. He was so fascinated about the guy who just stood there. You waiting for someone else? Nope, just waiting to pay. That was all we had. That's it.
I love that there's
the whole story.
You guys have that little moment too now wherever you go somewhere. I mean, forever. You could be an old man.
Especially with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, his autism's never letting that one go.
Oh, yeah. It's like there's a safe place for that one. Always ready to bring up.
Uh-huh. And he's brought it up before. I'm like so proud of his like little, because I mean, one of his biggest thing is social interaction, or one of his biggest issues is figuring out like when it's okay to talk about sprinklers and talk about scoreboards and not bore people to death. And he's trying to figure out like the balance and not force them into his world.
But they're not excited about sprinkler heads.
Right. So we're working on that. But we were at home. We were about to leave and I was doing something. And I was like, he's kind of froze, trying to figure out what I was doing. And Ezra just goes, "You waiting for someone else?"
Nah,
I was
like, "Yeah, nice.
You got
That's
it.
That's my boy.
You get it."
He's funny. You know, like we come over here and we'll start chatting about ideas. Him and Pepper, they both start
riffing off of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Like the impromptu, like, and.
Yeah, the yes and.
Yeah, they feed in. Okay, let's get off to a small little dick today.
Okay.
All right. Is it dumb? Is it interesting? Oh, you're wearing a loud jacket too?
I am. And every time my beard hair is just long enough, so like I have an itch and we're talking, and I'm like,
it's just super.
You can hear that. I keep forgetting to like
get that
camera.
Get that deep scratch. Okay, so our one piece of dick this week. Gosh dang it, I found this so funny, and I hope you do too. Headline. Ready?
Yes.
Pigeon wearing crystal meth like a backpack. Caught inside British Columbia prison yard.
Oh, was he bringing it in?
It's so funny to think about. Okay,
I'll straps.
His mama paint, like mama paint, gave him a little kiss on the forehead before he carries his meth like backpack into a prison yard. Be safe today, honey.
Be safe.
Nearly a century ago, a pigeon breeder approached federal customs officers with a bit of an odd problem. The pigeon he'd recently sold to a buyer in Mexico had flown back to his home in Texas with two aluminum capsules full of cocaine tied to its legs. After a brief investigation, officials announced their conclusion. Carrier pigeon smuggling drugs, which is... Like, I don't even have to read this fucking story at all. But anyway, so this picture, the birds were caught with pills and powder stuffed into mini backpacks, tiny baggies, or zippered pouches, sometimes foiled because they couldn't get off the ground with all the weight. Lord! God damn it, lift! Skipping leg day again, huh, pigeon?
It'd be so funny because they're so used to flying, and now they can't.
Now they can't.
Well, they don't know why.
It says, last week, for the first time in recent memory, one was captured in B.C. This is kind of a curveball, said John Randall, Pacific Regional President of the Union for Canadian Correctional Officers.
That's a long title.
Yeah, it is. There's got to be a shorter
one. Pacific Regional President of the Union of Canadian Correctional Officers?
We had to call him a UFC.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Officers were standing in one of the fenced inmate unit yards when prisoners used regularly for hanging out, playing games, or just getting some fresh air, and then a pigeon flew in with a backpack of crystal meth. From my understanding, it was tied to it in a similar fashion as like a little backpack. My understanding? Such a PC.
Now, what I've got through the...
The information that I have received...
The sources are telling me.
The sources are telling me, which have not been verified, he was wearing a tiny backpack full of meth. such a piece. Please don't sue me. I'm trying my best.
Uh-huh.
And then this is great. They had to corner it. You can imagine how that would look, trying to catch a pigeon. Just come on.
Imagine.
All we need is the backpack. We're going to let you go.
The inmates are like, You're gonna get him. You're gonna get him, dude.
Blah blah blah. So this also brought into the article also brought into the fact that drones are a problem too now, because people can fly in drones and drop off drugs in the yard. Which I didn't even think about, but yeah,
no, you could drop it from way up.
Way up.
You could just find the person and park right above them.
And then hope it lands in the yard.
And then you're in the general area and you walk up there and snag it.
And if it doesn't work, guess what? Try tomorrow. You're there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, try again. There's always tomorrow.
There's literally always tomorrow.
They're going to have to put some sort of a roof now.
A drone bag, like a bird net for catching meth. What a fucking world.
Can you imagine, like, the pigeon comes flying in, they're like, all right, he's here. Yeah, I mean, like, they're over in the corner planning this thing out.
The issue, I know, that's where I'm going to go. The issue is, like, what they should have done is given a little bit of meth to the pigeon and then strap the backpack on. No one's catching that pigeon. Mm-hmm. That pigeon.
He's running between the legs.
Just so fast. No, but yeah, it goes back to these things are being trained. Somebody is training these pigeons to carry
little soldiers
to and from the prison yard. God, that's funny. And it being in a little backpack.
Uh-huh.
And I just want the attention to detail. Like they had like a little Adidas.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're like
Jan super, Sport.
Yeah. Dude, so follow me. We had one growing up. Yeah, it was Jan Sport, but they ripped it off. And it was a brand called Sturdivant's. And the back of the backpack always said, follow me to Sturdivant's.
Mm.
They were never going to Sturdivant's. Mm-hmm. They're going to fucking PE is where they were going, okay? But always said on the back of the backpack, and I'm not sure what their marketing program was, but it feels like 90% of the kids I knew growing up, you could always follow them to Sturdivant's.
Mm.
And they never went.
Population should be crazy.
Crazy! But just, yeah, someone training these pigeons in extra detail, like, just draw, like, little adjustable straps? A little like, and then you like,
is that tight enough?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you got the meth in the main pouch. Mm-hmm. You got little pencils on the other, on the little water bottle.
It's like a
bike helmet hanging off. Dude, I can't do this.
So I don't know. Maybe so, like
the pigeons wearing a bike helmet.
With the little GoPro on it.
Little GoPro on it. He's now the drone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Looney Tunes used to have a cartoon where there was a guy that was like his act was training pigeons or training birds to do little things.
Yeah.
And I think it was a joke based off training animals to do things. But he used to train. He had like a little, it was like a little bike on a tightrope. And he had all the little, that's what I'm picturing. Like all the little things that we do, like daring, but scaled down to this mini little version.
Uh-huh.
And like, and then so like you're trying to plan like a bank robbery and you're pointing out this, and it's a, you're sending a pigeon in, so you've got tiny little safe. Imagine like he's like trying to figure out how to open a little teeny safe.
Like, well, I don't want to make a pigeon
little
noise,
smoke, but bombs. Yeah,
little smoke bombs. little shiv.
Yeah, or whatever. Just teeny shank. Tiny every little thing.
All their toes have a shank, like fucking glued to it.
Oh yeah.
And then this situation, which again, sure, stereotyping, but let's go into prison, and we just got a bunch of gangs, some tough ass dudes in prison.
What race are they, Joe?
All of them. They're all the races, and they probably, from my understanding, they don't like each other. But they're all the races, they're all the gangs, and they're in the prisons. And then at night, they're training pigeons. Just fucking.
And this, the black pigeons got to stay
with the black people. Yeah.
And the white pigeons.
Yep. And there's got to, are there brown pigeons? They got hawks.
There's got to be like a light.
So yeah, light. Whatever skin color, whatever race, you get your own flock of pigeons.
Imagine little, with the little button up flannel polo shirt just at the top.
All the way to the top?
Yeah. Yeah. He shows that it's a little.
This is terrible, but like now, like they're like, ah, oh, like I wonder where this pigeon came from. And they lift the wing up as a swastika. They're like, oh, yeah, okay. Oh,
the Aryans.
We know exactly where this came from.
But that's so funny that they're all dressed 13. Up.
Yeah.
The bandana with the tie in the front.
Mm-hmm.
They're all these pigeons are dressed according to
what gang they're flying drugs to.
Yeah, and if like they're red or blue, or
blood. Yeah, exactly. Red, yep. They used to have a little bandana hanging out the back of their pigeon pocket. but the toughest guys.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck you! Like, just like benching 400.
Mm-hmm.
And then at night, they're training pigeons.
Yeah, they're just dainty.
You can do it. You can do it. And the pigeon messes up and they're really mad at it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just picture the pigeon. like this. I can't even.
Okay, jump.
Just walking. Look at me when I'm talking to you. It just doesn't know. Listen, man, give me my backpack. Get my backpack back. I can do better.
Well, imagine, go back to the guy, man. like he's bench pressing, and then next to him is a little teeny table with a pigeon.
He's just putting up an equivalent of the same amount.
But it's laying on its back, and its little teeny legs are pushing it, his wings, like the shoulder press thing.
He let them down last time. He got weighed down by a couple measly grams of Coke.
Yep.
And he's like, I will never let you down again, boss. He's doing
squats.
Oh, shit. Anyway, so that...
walking around with a pigeon's paw in your... or foot in your pocket. Okay. Isn't that fish?
Yeah.
Isn't that what they... when they're... it's their bitch, they have them hold their pocket or something?
It sounds right. Let you hold my pocket, Brian. Mm-hmm. You get it.
I like the sound of that. Anyway, that's funny.
Methy backpack.
Anything that's little version of something, I find just cute and adorable anyway.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna love my penis. You get it. All right. Should we move on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Confessions. Oh, sorry. Confessions.
Just this big dude. Monster.
Like the Green Mile size.
Dude, he's huge. No one will fuck with him in prison.
He beat his entire family to death. Right. Bludgeoned them.
With just his fists.
Yeah.
Like, and the report said... they've never seen a crime scene as gruesome as what
heinous
as Charlie Smith did. And he's mad. And then at night, he's just fucking amazing pigeon trainer.
Just so delicate.
Like zoos all over the world are writing him in jail. Uh-huh. Like, hey, what's your secret? What's your secret? Listen, we know you're not getting out. We can invite you to come show us how to train the pigeons. But we know you're never getting out. Can you please tell us what's your secret?
They bring him to the
they bring
zoos,
the pigeons in,
but he's got all the chains up,
that's all he needs. He trains them to bring drugs into the, but he's that fast. He's that good. Okay. So this,
imagine the movie and like, we need someone to train these pigeons. I know a guy and it's like cuts the slow motion, him walking down the hallway with chain his chains noises. He's got like a little pigeon on his shoulder.
Pigeon tattoo on his neck.
Yeah, he's got a pigeon tattoo.
With a backpack of meth. Okay, so this first confession. Are you ready to get into it?
Yeah.
Okay, so this first confession is the one that I hid from you.
Oh, yes. Diving
saddle
right
up.
In.
You thought maybe you were going to gag. Gag at the start of the show.
Yeah. No, I did gag.
Okay.
Thought I was going to puke.
Well, good luck here, sir. Oh,
fantastic.
Listeners, beware. But I promise you, it's an amazing story. You just got to hang in there.
Buyer beware.
Hey, daddies.
Hmm.
Got you guys a real doozy this week. Boy, do you. Several years ago.
Gross.
I had a coworker. Fucking love coworkers.
Absolutely in love with. Oh my God. Vomit.
Several years ago, I had a coworker that I was absolutely in love with. A really sexy guy that would never normally give a chubby, funny girl the time of day. But we started messing around and being pretty close
friends.
There
goes my boner.
You know? So we met up to have sex and go home. Well, this one night, after a vigorous 72-hour juice cleanse.
Oh, I thought you were going to 72-hour fuck fest.
No, juice cleanse.
Okay.
Oh. Ready?
Yeah.
So we met up at one of our spots and climbed in the back of my SUV, something we had done several times.
Just an ordinary Thursday.
Just a normal backseat fuck fest. While I'm riding him, everything's good. All of a sudden, I felt something very warm down in the playground area, but didn't think anything of it. So I kept going, and he wants me to get off and start sucking his cock, which I promptly did. As soon as I'm down there, I start thinking, damn, what's that smell? Thinking he had ripped a fart, so I just kept going. Just love that that was an option. And
like how casual. Oh,
it is embarrassing. It is embarrassing. Little toots during sex.
Well, what's worse is a little while you're blowing.
Yeah, true. Yeah. A little something on your chin. A little chin music. You get it.
Shawn Michaels.
It wasn't until he wanted me to suck his balls that I realized the horrific truth. Yes, I was in fact licking my own liquid shit off of his balls.
God.
Completely mortified, I had no idea what to do, so I just kept going. So yes, I had in fact eaten my own shit off his balls. We both never said a word about it and worked together several years after that. I ended up having to block him from everything because he was constantly blowing up my phone and trying to talk. Well, I mean, you know what his kink is. Thank you for allowing me to vent about what is quite possibly the most awful thing I've ever done. Can you imagine just shit-dipped balls? And you're like, oh, can't stop now. I mean, what would you do? I mean, okay, gross. I can't imagine. I cannot imagine. Of just going down on somebody, and then before you know it, you're licking your own shit.
At least it's not your own, I guess.
So that's where you draw the line?
Well, I know. I'm not saying I would. I'm just saying at least it's,
If it was theirs, you're like, oh, my own shit? Nah, fine.
And you were cleansing, so it's not like it was buffalo wings.
You were cleansing.
I mean, so whatever you were putting in there, you know.
Probably good for you.
Yeah.
Just recycle it.
If it's going to happen, at least it happened then.
Celery juice is celery juice.
That's right.
Yeah. Just get it back in.
It tastes like, what's asparagus?
Does poop taste like asparagus? Like pee smells like asparagus?
I don't know.
Are you a poop eater? Please write in. I'd love to. That's a fetish I will never understand, but I know there's people out there that just love all the poop stuff.
I just love it. I mean, she was quite the trooper, just... continuing on. I mean, she continued on after she thought he may have farted already.
Right.
And then she's like, and then licks her, is eating her own shit. And she's like,
when you say it like that, yeah.
But so I want to go back to where this is like, and we never said a word about it. And I worked with him several years after that.
Mm-hmm.
So when there's passing in the hallway.
Hello. top of the day. Did you get that report I licked, sent over?
TPS.
Right. Did you get that email blind copied you on? Oh, man, that one's just rough. There's nothing to say. I haven't been in that situation. I have been down in that area, and I'm sure many people have, where I don't know what happened, but like you can definitely smell little poop down in that area. Sorry, Brian. You fucking, I'm a freak. What do you want me to say?
It's not. I don't have any problem with it. I'm just thinking about myself in that situation and how much I want to gag now.
But how would you not gag
actually
in the moment?
Being in the moment.
Mm.
And it's just
yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. Like I said,
I want people to do what they want to do. It's not that. It's I just don't know what I would.
And in this particular case, she did not want to do that. She didn't say that she hasn't done it again. So maybe that's just she's like achievement unlocked. New kink unlocked. My shit on balls. Okay, let's move on.
I want to know where they were doing it. Because
back in the SUV.
Oh, in the back? Because yeah. I heard SUV, but I didn't hear the back. Because I was picturing him in the front seat.
Oh, maybe.
Like, she's on top. And then, how did she get off and then, you know, get down there? Like, how awkward that would be. Just bumping the...
revving the gas pedal?
Yeah, like, bumping all the shit.
Just down there. That's the only thing that could have made it more exciting.
Flips it into drive.
You're eating your own shit off someone's balls, and you're just maxing out the RPM on the gas pedal?
Engine starts smoking.
Okay, do you want to read the next confession?
Sure.
All right, do us a... Let's move on. We got to get out of here.
Okay.
Jeez Louise.
Hey, guys. I have a confession or whatever.
All right, fucking...
When I was about 17, I was driving my dad's car home and drove into a large brick pillar.
Perfect.
At the entrance of our street. There was a pretty girthy brick pillar displaying our street name.
Okay.
Well, I took the turn way too sharp and scraped the absolute fuck out of the passenger side of my vehicle. Which was a full-size minivan. Hopefully it wasn't black.
No.
It was dented a good 5 feet along the doors, and the paint was down to bare metal. That's a pretty good scrape.
It is.
For a terrible paint job.
Well.
I was pretty scared shitless, because I knew he'd see it fairly soon.
Okay.
A couple hours later, he wanted to go out to eat, but I said no and stayed home while he went out with my little brothers. He managed not to see it until they're leaving the restaurant, and he called me to tell me he thought a big truck sideswiped in the parking lot, and he was about to go see if they had cameras to show police.
Whew.
Meanwhile, I was sweating bullets, trying not to sound guilty as I'm acting all concerned. Can you imagine?
What?
I bet you they don't have any cameras, though.
I bet you it was the biggest truck.
It was probably like a semi.
What a dick. It's probably a truck made out of bricks. Probably.
Yeah, it's like a brick truck. Brick shithouse truck. It's a
brick truck, you know. Things are different. It's crazy how many people are driving brick trucks.
Yeah, that way, they don't get blown over.
Right? Yeah, no matter what.
You remember the story.
Remember the story about the wolf? Story? They took that to the trucks.
Took it to their grave.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, I was sweating bullets trying to sound guilty. They would never... They never could get the cameras to see in the direction of where he parked. As far as he knows, 12 years later, someone got away with damaging his vehicle, and I just had to share a fun story of me being a dumbass kid.
Which silver lining of all that? The insurance probably paid for it, right?
I mean, but you lied to your parents.
Okay. Well, okay. Who cares? Okay.
Are you lying?
Oh, who cares? But insurance probably covered it, and everybody's better off. Because if the parents knew that you were the one that did it, then your parents would have to lie to the insurance company to try to get it all covered up.
Yeah, you did them a favor.
He went in and thought 100% he got... And that confidence to the insurance company was probably enough to get it all paid for. So keep lying.
That's so funny when you know the truth. Like, mm-hmm. Whenever you hear a lie like that, when you know the truth, mm-hmm. and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Now he's like arguing with insurance companies, fighting with
other businesses.
Yeah.
Put your manager on the phone.
And you're like, you know the truth.
And he's playing NBA Jam.
It's kind of like watching.
He's heating up.
Heating up.
Baseline leader.
He's on fire. Whenever you watch a movie and you know something and the characters don't know what's going on, and you're like, dude, it's right. It's so obvious.
It's right there.
But you already know. It's kind of like that. Like,
mm-hmm.
I wish I could say something because I know, but I can't because I'll get in trouble.
Mm-hmm. You want to get into one more confession for this week?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
You want to do it or you want me to do it?
I'll read it.
Okay.
It's a loaded question because we're going to do it regardless. Hey there, daddios.
Hey.
I have a nasty confession for you two.
Not another nasty one.
Yeah, this one is pretty nasty. I remember now. I used to work at a retail shoe store.
Gross.
And had the world's worst general manager. I was assistant to the manager. Doesn't say that.
Was it Al Bundy? Is this Al Bundy that's writing in?
Yeah. At the time, and I was tired of my boss's shit. So I was close to quitting. And didn't give any more fucks.
Mm-hmm.
One day, she had brought in her lunch and asked me to wash her fork in the back sink. That is a shitty boss.
Yeah.
Excuse me, peasant? Hello, peasant?
Wash your own fucking fork.
Will you wash my fork? Watch? Not even wash? Will you watch my fork?
Puts it
down on the table. Will you please watch my fork?
I'm going to go take a piss. Will you watch my fork?
Funny you say that. I took it to the bathroom, which is where our back sink was, turned around, peed in the toilet, then proceeded to wash her fork in the unflushed toilet bowl.
Oh!
I gave her the fork as if nothing was wrong. It took everything in me not to laugh when she ate her food with the said fork. Hope you guys enjoyed the story. Love y'all.
You know what I want to do?
What? piss on a fork?
I think we...
it's like, oh my God, this reminds me.
See what it tastes like.
I've always wanted to piss on a fork.
I think we may have talked about this, and I don't know, maybe we asked for this already.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, yeah, I think we did. Just like gross things that you did when you worked at a restaurant to customers.
We did that, didn't we? Yeah. That's right. Pretty early on. And we got some good ones. And we still get some that come in to the email. But you guys, there's some fucked up stuff that happens in the old fast food line.
As a person who eats fast food a lot, I just, every time I go, I'm like, why am I doing this?
You know? And I think the last time we did confessions, which was really, not that long ago.
Last week.
Was it last week? was the one about shaving the feet off into the salad
into
the spaghetti or whatever it was.
Yeah, would you like more cheese with that?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me when or say when.
Say when. If it wasn't last week, it was the week before. It was whatever the one was before New Year's.
It was the one we recorded before New Year's.
Yeah, so I guess it was 2 weeks ago. But
doesn't matter. Man. Still gross.
Still gross and still amazing. Absolutely. But we get so many confessions and they're so good. It's hard to wait a long time to get those things in. But continue to send in all of these confessions to heyguys@canyoudontpodcast.com. Man, those are some good ones. Any final words before we hop off to maybe some good news for this week?
No, I think I'm ready for some good stuff.
Okay, let's do it.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Hooray, we aren't doomed.
Yeah! All right, Joe, you ready for a cool story?
Please make me happy about it.
This 19-year-old kid, okay. I guess technically he's an adult, but he's a kid.
All grown up.
His name is Avery Suter.
Mm-hmm.
Suter? He's raising money, for charities or what. I don't know what it's for. Probably to send to me.
Probably just raising money for you. It's for your GoFundMe. Yeah. a bigger hot tub.
Mm.
Real important shit.
He's like, I'll do it.
We could all use a bigger hot tub.
Anyway.
Okay.
I know that, bro. We could all use a bigger hot tub. Am I right?
Am I right? You get it.
Anyway, he's traveling from Maine to Florida.
Florida.
Here's why.
Okay.
A 19-year-old is traveling the entire eastern seaboard all on a unicycle.
That is a long... Can you even ride a unicycle?
No, I've never tried.
I can't. My dad was a unicycle type guy. We'll get into that here in a bit. Go ahead.
Is he a UNICEF guy?
Yeah.
Because that seems like this kind of what this is. UNICEF?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was like. Hey, can you join UNICEF? And he went out and got a unicycle. And like
this?
Okay. Well.
Fine, you're in.
Since September, Avery Suter has used his unicycle to travel more than 1,800 miles and counting. His trip began in Maine, and he was spotted on Tuesday riding in Palm Coast. And he only goes about 8 or 9 miles an hour, he said. Suter said the trek is all to raise money for the East Coast Greenway. A cycling route that organizers hope will eventually connect 15 states. His goal is to reach Key West by next month.
That is, I mean, good for him.
His poor taint.
Yeah. I mean, they're, those seats are pretty nice, right?
I don't know. I was waiting for it.
but my dad would ride a unicycle. Fucking 40 miles in a day.
40?
Yeah. He just get bored and ride from...
You had to go pick him up?
Not this time. That was on a bicycle. We'd go way farther. Maybe not quite 40, but he had ridden his motorcycle.
Like, Joe, I didn't make it to Colorado. Can you come pick me up?
Where are you? Just south of town. Are you on the unicycle? Yep. My taint hurts real bad. No, but he had like a monster unicycle, like a custom-made one that was... Fucking God, the wheels were 3.5, 4 feet.
That's like a circus one.
Mm-hmm. And then he would just pop up and...
Imagine that guy with the giant bike. Remember in the old days?
Wheel?
The tiny wheel and the big bike and like wearing a suit.
Ding, ding.
And he's like riding 40 miles on
late
that.
Late for work. Okay.
He's juggling at the same time.
with a mustache. His mustache is juggling.
He's just juggling 3 jobs.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
He's making the amount of money he made back in 1917.
$1?
Right now.
He made 94 cents today. Enough for the Sunday paper.
Dude, I was watching a show that took place in the 20s not too long ago, and they were talking about how much they made. They're like $13 a week or whatever. It's like, oh, you're going to get a raise, $200 a month.
Mm-hmm. Yikes.
Good God.
That'd be terrible.
$13 a week doesn't even pay for a movie now.
Thinking about what I was doing at 19.
Dude, was that Siri yours? Needs to fuck
our,
off.
Our watches, well, these gloves that we're wearing always push the buttons on these watches.
They just, oh, that's what it is. Yeah. Yeah.
No, they push them.
Because they're fucking hardcore.
Yeah, they are. They want to, they control us. We don't control the gloves. 19.
Not responsible for what I do when I'm wearing these gloves.
I was just fucked up in college is what I was doing at 19. This guy's like, you know what? I'm going to ride my unicycle to raise money for something that's going to impact millions of people down the road. And I'm like, yeah, I'd rather fucking drink champagne off some titties.
He's probably just
doing honk.
Well, that's why he's doing it. It's not really for charity. Yeah. It's so he gets all the people to recognize who he is. And so whenever he walks in a room, they're just throwing.
I'll tell you what he's not doing it to for, to get laid.
Because no one. So. Is no that one, the unicycle is that the, guy?
Oh, fanning themselves. Oh my God, is that.
That's Steven.
Is that Avery? Avery, the unicycle guy? Nope. not the hottest ride. Hop on, babe. Walk behind me, babe. I'll give you a ride home.
A little wagon that you got to pull behind it.
I'll give you a ride home. Get on my shoulders.
We'll put a trench coat on and we'll pretend to be a person.
Look how tall we are. That's funny. With your little head peeking at the bottom. Never had a night like this, had you, miss? You're giving her.
You're not like other guys.
Just this, like, this fucking dime, like a 10 in every state around the world, a 10. You've somehow gotten her to be like, yeah, I'll go home with you. You get out there, you unpack your unicycle, you snap the seat up, whatever, clip it into place, and you're like, hop on.
Pumping up the tire.
You get on your knees, like, get on my shoulders. She's like, fucking white, like, get on. And then you get up. She's on your shoulders. You're on the unicycle. You're juggling. And you're pedaling your ass back to your apartment where no woman has ever been before. Like, that is. You know what I'm doing this, babe? Yeah. Toots. Here, catch this one for me. And, throw one up a little bit higher. Okay, drop it down. Hey, just fucking.
Now grab that chainsaw out of my backpack. Grab that
chainsaw out of my backpack. What? Set it on fire. Trust me. Ha! Like doing a little forward pedal, backwards pedal. Forward
she's pedal. Just
she's like, to... she's like, Jesus Christ. Like she's about to throw up. All right, one, two, three.
There's always that audience falling
jump
around.
Off. Yeah.
If you ride a unicycle, playing a harmonica. You have to know that people. So there, you always have an audience. Because anytime, doesn't matter where you are, if you see somebody on a unicycle, you stop
and
look at the person on the unicycle.
Is
right?
That a guy with, wow, is that one wheel?
Have you ever seen a guy on a unicycle and not stopped and just watched him for a second?
Or like, yeah, or just didn't even acknowledge that he was on a unicycle? No, absolutely, he's on a unicycle.
Look at that guy, he's riding a unicycle.
That guy's on a unicycle. Your brain's never like, nah, just another day. He's another guy doing travel. It's a mobile human.
That's so funny to think about.
It's another guy going from point A to point B.
It's like one. It's kind of like the when you see someone riding down on a bike, but you see a guy in a unicycle, and like people pull out their phones,
do a trick,
recording some guy on a unicycle. It's just some guy going out for exercise.
I am pumped, Avery Suter. Good job, man. Like, I mean, I hope that the trail that you're raising
funds
for.
You get a lot of tail from it.
Yeah.
Tail.
We all know it's not going to happen. All right, you ready to move on?
Yeah, I just picture, like, this dude riding up like he's trying to be all threatening, but he's not, like, he's pulling to a drug deal. Imagine him rolling to a drug deal with a backpack.
With a unicycle?
He's got, like, the money or the drugs are, like, in his backpack, and he rolls up to this dude. And gets off his motorcycle.
Now I'm picturing like a whole gang
of motorcycle.
But they're on unicycles.
They're all on unicycles
with leather jackets, and they sell drugs.
Just a group of them rolling up,
like people batting down the hatches. Like, oh shit! Like, you don't want to mess with those guys.
They come riding into town,
like always, kind of like losing it a little bit
because they're juggling.
They're juggling
kilos of heroin and
just juggling guns. It's another day. Cowboy hats. I don't know why. Like, why? I'm picturing in the Wild West.
Well, everyone
else has horses
one.
And they're fucking
like the cap gun. I love the smell of cap gun.
But me too. And gasoline. All right. I can go on about that forever.
Not gas straight out of the gas. It's like when you're pumping it in a car.
Yeah.
It's the
secondhand gas.
The secondhand gas.
That gets you hard, right?
Yep.
All right. Let's move on.
Anyway.
Okay.
The internet is pretty wild. Depending on your browsing habits, you can either experience something super cool, or go to prison. Crazy, right? Let's check it out, together, as a couple. Hey, look what I found.
Yes! That's awesome!
All right, Joe, I'm sure a lot of people have seen this before.
Yeah.
But Abdullah sent in this, it's called the buttress.
Buttress?
Pillow. The buttress pillow.
All right.
And it looks like...
I know what it is? Like just off the name?
Well, try to guess.
It's a butt pillow.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Like a mistress. Buttress. Okay, got it.
Yeah. And okay. So they're shaped, I mean... Like there's a, if you go to the website,
I'm looking at the gallery right
now, buttresspillow.com, but the main page, if you just kind of scroll down through the website,
okay, going to home,
there's animation, there's like a gif of this woman,
oh yeah,
like snuggling this, because it's like a bear skin. There's one with a thong on, and there's another chick with like, she's cuddling up next to it. It looks like it's got leggings on.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a picture I saw earlier. The guy looked like he had his face in the crack of this thing. Like he was sniffing her ass.
Wait, what else are you going to do?
Oh, there it is. It's at the very bottom.
Okay, going. It's going down. Okay.
All the way down at the bottom on the right. Yeah, it's a woman.
The buttress pillow. Yeah.
Just, looks like she's getting a massage, but her face is in the taint.
In the taint. Is it 2023 yet? Is the caption.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Your face is in a butt pillow, lady.
Taint look.
How good could things be going? I mean, butts are comfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't like a good butt?
Yeah. A good squishy butt.
Yeah. I don't spend enough time laying on butts.
Well, here you go.
Oh. But
I agree because, well,
there's risky about it too. Like you don't know if you're going to get a toot in the ear.
Yeah. This is one way to avoid that. You get all the benefits of a butt, but the cons.
Well, not without, I mean, minus the chance of
anal?
Your partner, minus anal. You can put
well, they have ones you can actually do that with.
Oh my god. Just thinking about like, okay, combo company, butcher's pillow, fleshlight.
Mm-hmm.
Just cut a hole in your pillow, pop a little fleshlight in there.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Or you could just get pair of leggings for one of those fuck butts. Don't they have those? They're like,
yeah, I'm sure they do.
They're shaped like a
yeah, or you get some fishnets for a fuck butt.
I'll take the ass pounder 2000.
Sneaking into a sex shop, like, hey, psst, hey, what? You got any leggings for a sex butt?
You bring in your own leggings. You're like, while you're trying them on.
Do you have any sex butts here? Is that what we call them? I don't know.
Do you mind if I take it out of the box and try these leggings on?
Right. And make sure they fit snug. Yeah, but you can buy a butt pillow. I like that. So. If you're looking for a funny little gift,
I bet you
it's very comfortable. Imagine bringing this onto an airplane with like a thong on it.
Yeah.
And like, because you're not doing anything illegal. It's a fucking butt
pillow. You're
going to
get some looks. It's like, it's like you rode in on the airplane with a unicycle.
You're going to get some looks. You're also going to get some great sleep. So it's a toss up.
Wake up and some other guy's laying on it with you.
He's like, there's two cheeks. Do you mind if I take the right half? No, come on in here. Get on in here.
Choose your booty.
So, I love it.
$139 for the big one.
Those are expensive. But.
$79 for the little one.
Okay.
That one's on pre-order, though. I can't get that one yet.
I don't know why a little butt freaks me out. Because now it's like,
butt,
that's like a kid
a child butt.
It's a kid butt. Now you're weird. Let's just call the cops. Let's call the cops. TheButtressPillow.com if you want to check out the butt stuff. All right, ready to move on? Want to move on to some emails?
Yeah.
Okay.
The internet is pretty wild. Depending on your browsing habits, you can either experience something super cool or go to prison. Crazy, right? Let's check it out together as a couple. Hey, look what I found.
Yes! That's awesome!
Our kids are so nice. And they send us nice things.
Yes, sometimes they make me mad.
Oh, people were asking, just a reminder, in the episode description, there is our address for like fan mail. If people want to send stuff in, they're asking if we had a P.O. box. We do have a P.O. box, and it's linked in the episode description on whatever platform you're using right now. Just go down to the bottom, and it says all that stuff right there. So our first email is coming in from our son, Chubbs. He had a wild year. Ready? Hey, daddies. Call me Chubbs. You got it. I started the year by leaving a job I absolutely hated after years of being underpaid and overworked. The day before my last day at work, I found out that I won the lottery. How sick is that? $100,000. But after taxes, came out to about $69,000. Nice. more money than I've ever had in my life.
Could you imagine it? It actually comes out to 71. He's like, you can take an extra 2,000. I just wanted to be 69.
He's like, please make it 69. It's better luck for me. So he says, I traveled Europe and the UK for 3 months, drinking and eating to my heart's content. As soon as I got back to the US, I had a friend pass away. I moved to a new area where I had no friends and fell into a deep depression. Couldn't find a job after applying to so many. Started driving for a rideshare company as a source of income and immediately got rear-ended, causing whiplash and back injuries. It took over a month for my car to be fixed due to parts coming in damaged. It's been a wild year, to say the least. Love your loyal son, Chubbs.
God, that's
Win the lottery, get rear-ended and fucked up. Yeah, that is a wild ride.
It's like your best...
Down, up.
Holy shit. I don't have to work for this shitty job. Mm-hmm. I got all this money. I'm going to go live my best life. Mm-hmm. And then now you're like suicidal.
You come back and just be like, fuck. Well, I'm glad that you're okay, Chubbs, because getting rear-ended is, I mean, it sounds like enough to really fuck your car up. So I'm glad that you're okay.
Whiplash is no joke either.
And I've never known somebody that has won the goddamn lottery before. So... Chubbs?
Well, nice we won you. The lottery just to get to spend time with each other.
Oh, are you hitting on me? That's so nice.
Hey. No, my butt's hitting on the chair.
I hear it. You want to read our next email?
Yeah.
Love you, Chubbs.
All right. This is for Big Stepdaddy Boy with a Y.
With a Y, yes. I remember him.
This is an old email that I didn't realize was old until I saw the date.
Okay.
Welcome, by the way. So he's welcoming to the world.
Show? Yeah. Fuck.
Thanks,
this dude. Is an old one.
I've actually been following you since Donnie Do It All. What? Holy cow.
Mm.
Donnie Do It All McDaniel. He was a character I created way back.
Okay.
Dad and Bloat and recently Boy Moms Be Like segments. That's awesome. Well, that's way back. Now, when I was talking about having a masterpiece of, or when he was talking about having a masterpiece of poop, which would have been episode one, right? There used to be a website called ratemypoo.com.
I remember Rate My Poo.
Yeah, it's not around anymore.
Is it? It's not?
I clicked on it and it took me to a virus.
Oh, let me go take a look.
No, I'm kidding.
It's just a stool company? Now you know what it is? You know what it turned into? It's not Rate My Poo, it's Rate My Pussy.
Oh.
And it's just pictures of vaginas.
Really?
Yeah, pause 1 second. I'm a guest and I'm a man. Enter. I accept your terms and conditions.
Did you click on the link?
I sure did. Your pussy rated live. Oh. Must be 18 years or older to enter. The 4 million fucking... What is happening? Look at this. I'm in a chat room right now.
That was just quick.
With just somebody rubbing their pussy.
And there's what?
I can talk to any of these people.
Is that one of those fake?
No. Pop on over. Check it out.
What?
See? Wait. What's ringing right now?
My sister's calling me.
Oh. So yeah, this room is full. It says, oh, it's full. You can't join it anyway. Nope. Need to create an account. No thanks. Nope. I didn't want to do that. I know. Look at this. Room 7. What? Connecting to room 7. Yep. It's another one. This one is trivia chatters. What? Let's see what's going on over here. Yeah. So it's just people.
Is that live right now?
I think so.
That's what she's doing right now.
I think so. I don't know for sure. I can't prove it, but I feel like it. Someone just gave me a thumbs up. I'm the only person in here, so that they knew that was me. I'm the only person watching this person. They just gave me a thumbs up.
Welcome.
Hell bienvenidos. Yeah, rate. Why is I didn't know this. It's, keep reading. I'm gonna go to the smoking lounge.
Wait. Oh shoot. Okay. It's where, anyway, the Rate My Poo is where the people post pictures of their poop and caption it with other people who rate it. Captions like the snake, which is super long spiral poop. The Lincoln log, where it has to be big ass log. The eruption, where it's like a small splatted shit around the toilet, pretty much diarrhea. But wait, there's more.
Okay.
My personal favorite, the Kraken. And yes, weirdly looked like one. People are proud of their poop. They're fantastically gorgeous, disgusting masterpieces. I do wish... you can see the original website, but there's a Reddit post about it, and you'll see some of it. Love the show. Sorry for the long email, but I'm super glad to get it. Last fucking weird humor and give it. Your adopted Filipino son, Josh. By the way, I'm not from the Philippines, from the Bay Area. To end this, how come the toilet paper couldn't cross the street?
Oh, go ahead. Why?
It got stuck in a crack.
Classic.
The reason I brought this email in was because a buddy of mine, and we used to have this idea that I had never seen Rate My Poo, and we had this idea for, it was called turdconnoisseur.com, and we were going to basically do the same thing. People upload their poop and you rate it and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ones we had was the Mount Turdsmore. That was one of them.
Pretty good.
But we had this whole Brown Friday thing that the day after Thanksgiving, instead of Black Friday, it was going to be Brown Friday, and everybody sends in their shits of after their Thanksgiving meals. I don't remember if I talked about this on the show before or not, but this was my chance to do it again.
I'm half listening, half just chatting with people. Yeah. I just wrote in there, I said, hey, I'm talking about your guys' channel right now live. And then everyone's like, yeah, it's all live. All right, never mind. Never mind, you don't get it.
There's no real people there.
I don't know. Yeah, there's chat. It's a whole chat room. It's like AOL chat room style thing is what I was
ICQ,
just in.
ICQ, it's like, oh.
Oh, man. All right, yeah, rate my poo. I'm not a poop sender, but I have friends that did do the poop sending thing.
We used to do it via text.
Vigorously.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you ready to wrap things up? Get after the bonus side here.
Yep.
Remember, if you want to hear the bonus content that we do every single episode, head over to patreon.com/canyoudontpodcast. You can also find a link in the episode description. I think we just had the biggest week ever,
mm-hmm,
as far as our Patreon goes. Got a ton of new people in there, so thank you so much for being a part of the gaggle, and honk honk, motherfuckers.
And it's been fun doing the extra stuff. We get to dive in a little bit more, and we're trying to come up with some other things too, mm-hmm, for the kids.
Make fun of that.
It's tough to keep kids entertained.
Their focus is always darting all, mm-hmm, over the place.
They want more.
Look at this. You want, mm-hmm, this toy? You want this toy?
Fighting
over toys. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search for Can You Don't Podcast. That's the same for YouTube. And you want to send something into the show, hey guys at canyoudontpodcast.com. If you want to lick shit off my balls, you can go ahead and send me shit and I'll put it on my balls. And the P.O. box is linked in the episode description.
Oh.
And then film Brian licking shit off my balls and put it in the Patreon account for everyone to look like? I don't know. Rate and review wherever you listen to the podcast. And of course, big thanks to the babysitters that moderate the Can You Don't Playground on Facebook. You got a joke or something? I'm not going to read it. You got the joke this week. Okay, here we go.
Good God. Wrap it up already, huh?
I find this joke funny now because of what we talked about earlier with the unicycle.
Oh, all right. I'm intrigued.
But why couldn't the bicycle stand up by itself?
Why?
Because it was too tired.
I get it, because it's two tires. Because
it needs like four tires to balance.
Why did the unicycle fall over?
I don't know.
Wasn't getting enough ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Steven, or whatever his name was, Avery.
Avery Sutton.
Imagine him as like, he gets in the room, he turns like some, oh yeah, sexy music on. And he like hangs up.
I love that example of sexy music.
Oh yeah,
you wanna. You actually put on Stained or Creed. Hold me now.
I'm 6 feet
from the edge and I'm stinking.
My own prison.
That is sexy time music. Successful 31. Lots of laughs today with you, Bri.
Yeah, it was fun. Excited for 32.
Yeah, let's do the bonus shit. Ready?
Yeah. I'll see y'all in there.
Yeah, and listen out on Patreon. We'll see you next week. We love you. Bye.
Bye.